This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the confidence-competence loop helps you stop avoiding conversations about toxic traits. Why building skill is the only thing that makes these conversations possible. In short, the confidence-competence loop explains why avoiding conversations about toxic traits gets harder over time, and why practice, not personality, is what finally makes them possible. Confidence is not a prerequisite for confronting toxic behaviour. It is the result of doing it. Every avoided conversation reinforces avoidance. Every completed conversation builds capacity. Preparation is the direct bridge between anxiety and action in toxic trait situations. Definition: the confidence-competence loop is a self-reinforcing cycle where practice builds competence, small successes build confidence, and that confidence drives further practice. In communication, it means that doing difficult things, including confronting toxic behavior, is what creates the ability to do them well. There is a particular kind of person most of us have worked alongside. They undermine quietly. They deflect responsibility. They create friction without ever quite breaking a rule. You know exactly what needs to be said. You have rehearsed it a dozen times in the car, in the shower, in the half-dark before sleep. And when the moment arrives, you say nothing. Or you soften it past recognition. Or you walk away telling yourself it was not the right time. This is not a character flaw. It is a pattern. And the confidence-competence loop explains precisely why it happens, and more importantly, how it stops. The central question here is this: why do capable, intelligent people consistently avoid confronting toxic traits in others, even when they know the cost of staying silent? In this article, you will understand the mechanism that drives that avoidance and what it means for how you communicate. If you want to know how to start the conversation once you've built the confidence to do it, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team's synergy covers the practical opening moves. The surface versus the root of toxic traits. Most people understand toxic traits at the level of behavior. Someone is manipulative. Someone takes credit for others' work. Someone uses sarcasm as a weapon and calls it humor. The surface understanding says this person behaves badly, and someone needs to tell them. That surface reading is not wrong, but it stops too early. It explains what is happening without explaining why the people around the toxic behavior so rarely address it directly. Here is what is actually happening underneath. The destructive behavior creates a threat signal in the people who witness or experience it. Confronting it feels socially dangerous. You might damage the relationship, misread the situation, or come across as the difficult one. That perceived threat is enough to trigger avoidance, not because you're weak, but because your brain is doing exactly what it was designed to do. Understanding the root changes how you respond to the surface. How the confidence-competence loop explains avoidance of toxic behavior. The confidence-competence loop is a concept I introduce in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time. It describes a self-reinforcing cycle. Practice builds competence. Competence produces small wins. Small wins build confidence. And confidence makes the next attempt more likely. The loop works in both directions. In positive motion, it builds skill over time. In negative motion, avoidance compounds into paralysis. Most people believe confidence must come first. They are waiting to feel ready before they address the manipulative colleague, the credit-dealing manager, or the teammate whose passive aggression is corroding the group. But that readiness never arrives on its own. Confidence is not a feeling that descends before action. It is the result of action taken, however imperfect, which means in practice, if you keep waiting until you feel confident enough to address toxic behavior, you will keep waiting indefinitely. The loop never starts moving without an initial push from you. When someone behaves toxically, the brain registers a social threat. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe this as emotional hijacking. The amygdala, the brain's threat detection system, floods the body with signals before your rational mind has a chance to formulate a clear response. You freeze, soften, or retreat. This is a biological reality, not a personal feeling. This is why so many people describe knowing exactly what they wanted to say, and then finding themselves unable to say it. It is the rehearsal trap. You've practiced the monologue. But a real confrontation about destructive behavior is not a monologue. It is a live, unpredictable exchange with someone who may push back, deflect, or deny. Without practiced competence, anxiety wins that exchange every time. What breaks the negative loop is a single completed attempt, even an imperfect one. Finishing a conversation about toxic behavior regardless of the outcome, creates a data point your brain can learn from. You survived it. The worst did not happen. Or if it did, you handled it. That experience becomes the foundation of the next attempt. This is why preparation is the direct path to confidence, not a substitute for it. Strategic preparation reduces the unknowns that trigger anxiety. When you know your opening line, or specific example, and your intended outcome, you shrink the space where the amygdala can take over. I cover the full preparation framework in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time, including the Strong Method, a 6-step pre-conversation ritual designed to get you into the room ready to speak clearly. The loop, once it starts moving in a positive direction, is genuinely self-sustaining. Each toxic trait conversation you complete, however uncomfortable, builds a competence that makes the next one marginally easier. Over months and years, this is how practitioners develop what I call unshakable confidence, not the absence of anxiety, but the quiet certainty that comes from having faced this kind of conversation before and come through it. What this looks like in real situations. Here is where this mechanism becomes visible in everyday communication. Situation 1. A manager notices that one team member consistently takes credit in meetings for work that others did. She knows it is happening. She has the evidence. She has thought through what to say, but each time she approaches the conversation, she finds a reason to delay it is not the right moment. She does not want to seem petty. She wants to be fair. 6 months pass. The behavior escalates. Her silence has been interpreted as acceptance. When she finally speaks, the weight of all that accumulated avoidance makes the conversation feel enormous. The delay did not protect her. It compounded the difficulty. This is why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy. And it plays out exactly this way with toxic traits. Situation 2. A team member deals with a colleague whose sarcasm and eye rolls during presentations have become a recognizable pattern. Everyone notices. No one says anything. When one team member finally brings it up directly, she stumbles through the first 30 seconds, feels her voice tighten, and overexplains. But she finishes the conversation. She names the specific behavior. The colleague is surprised. The eye rolls diminish. And the next time something similar comes up, that team member starts the conversation a week earlier, with less dread. One imperfect conversation started the loop. Situation 3. A senior staff member has worked alongside someone who deflects every piece of critical feedback with humor, turning every honest exchange into a performance. He has tried 3 times to address it, each attempt less direct than the last, because each failure reinforced his belief that he was not capable of handling this particular person. What he was missing was not insight. It was a concrete script for naming the deflection behavior specifically, rather than addressing the vague pattern. Scripts for addressing team members who are undermining group synergy exist precisely for this, to give you a starting point. When your own words keep failing you, in each of these situations, the surface behavior was different. The root mechanism was the same. Why most people miss the loop when dealing with toxic behavior? If this insight is this important, why do so few people see it clearly when they are in the middle of it? We confuse the feeling of redness with actual redness. Most people are waiting for an internal signal that tells them it is time to have the conversation. That signal rarely comes when toxic traits are involved, because the brain reads the confrontation as a threat. You can wait years for a feeling that practice alone can produce. Recognizing when conversation avoidance is killing your team synergy is the first step to breaking this cycle. We misread avoidance as strategy. It is easy to tell yourself that you are waiting for the right moment, or protecting the relationship, or giving the person a chance to self-correct. These can all be genuine considerations. But when they are deployed repeatedly in the face of clearly destructive behavior, they are avoidance dressed as wisdom. The distinction matters because avoidance compounds, while strategy resolves. We do not see the cost accumulating. Toxic traits, left unaddressed, do not stay static. They intensify, or they spread. Other team members observe that the behavior goes unchallenged and draw their own conclusions about what is acceptable. The damage is real. It is simply slow enough that we do not always connect cause and effect until the cost is already large. Addressing passive-aggressive behavior that is silently eroding team synergy is one example of how that slow accumulation plays out in practice. We believe confidence is a personality trait, not a skill. This may be the most persistent error. If you believe confident people are simply born that way, then the advice to just be more confident is useless. But the confidence competence loop shows that confidence is built through small, successive actions. It is a skill, and skills are learnable. Awareness is the beginning, but awareness without application changes nothing. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emumblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What this means for how you communicate about toxic traits. Understanding the confidence-competence loop changes what you do in three specific ways. Number one, stop waiting for the right feeling. Confidence about addressing toxic behavior comes after the conversation, not before it. Your job is not to feel ready. It is to prepare well enough that you can act before the feeling arrives. Practical action: write down the specific behavior you need to address, draft your opening two sentences, and commit to a time within 48 hours. The preparation is your confidence proxy. How to use the confidence competence loop to make your team synergy conversations less terrifying works through this preparation step by step. Number two, treat every completed conversation as a win, regardless of outcome. The loop builds on completion, not perfection. A stumbled conversation that you finished is infinitely more useful than a polished conversation you abandoned. When you name a toxic trait directly, even if the other person pushes back or denies it, you've added to your competence. Next time, you know more. You are harder to shake. Number three, use a script as a starting point, not a script. I know that sounds circular, but here is what I mean. A prepared line for opening a toxic traits conversation, whether you call it a script, a framework, or simply a written plan, is not a rigid performance. It is a scaffold. It holds you up in the first 30 seconds when anxiety is highest, and then you let the actual conversation take over. How the confidence competence loop explains why some teams build synergy faster than others illustrates precisely this. Teams that have practiced these openings develop a shared competence that compounds over time. These are not new behaviors. They are the same behaviors, grounded in a deeper understanding of why they work. Key insights and next steps. The confidence competence loop is not a motivational concept. It is a description of how competence in difficult conversations, including those about toxic traits, is actually built through action, not through feeling. Confidence about confronting toxic behavior is the result of practice, not a condition for beginning it. Avoidance compounds. One avoided conversation about destructive behavior becomes two, then five, then a pattern that feels impossible to break. Preparation is not a workaround for confidence. It is the direct mechanism that produces it. Every completed conversation, however imperfect, is a break in the foundation of your capacity to handle the next one. Naming toxic behavior specifically, rather than vaguely, is a learnable skill that gets easier with deliberate practice. The loop, once moving in the right direction, is genuinely self-sustaining. Small wins compound into a different relationship with difficulty. To go deeper, Say It Right Every Time covers the full straw method and the conversation pre-mortem, both of which are tools I designed specifically to get you into difficult conversations prepared rather than reactive. The quality of your relationships, your team, and your own sense of self-respect is directly tied to the conversations you're willing to have. The confidence competence loop is how you start having them, one imperfect attempt at a time. Frequently asked questions. What is the confidence competence loop in communication? The confidence competence loop is a self-reinforcing cycle, where practice builds competence, small successes build confidence, and that confidence drives further practice. In communication, it means that doing the hard thing, even imperfectly, is what eventually makes it feel possible. How does the confidence competence loop help with toxic traits conversations? Most people avoid toxic traits conversations because they lack confidence. The loop shows that confidence is not a prerequisite. It is a result of practice. Each conversation you complete, however imperfect, builds the competence that creates confidence for the next one. Why is it so hard to confront someone with toxic traits? Toxic traits trigger anticipatory anxiety. Your brain predicts threat before the conversation even begins. The amygdala registers the confrontation as danger, flooding your system before you speak. Without preparation and practice, that fear wins every time and avoidance compounds. Can the confidence competence loop work for uncomfortable workplace conversations? Yes, the loop applies directly to workplace communication about destructive behavior. You start with structured preparation, use a scripted opening to reduce anxiety, complete the conversation, and let that small win build the confidence to address harder situations next time. What breaks the confidence competence loop when addressing toxic behavior? Avoidance breaks the loop. Every conversation you skip reinforces the belief that you cannot handle it. Resentment builds, the behavior continues, and the next conversation feels even more impossible. The loop only turns positive when you act, even once, even imperfectly. How do I start building confidence for difficult conversations about toxic behavior? Start smaller than you think necessary. Use a prepared opening line, name the specific behavior rather than the person, and commit to one short conversation. Completing it, even if it goes poorly, creates the first small win that starts the loop moving in the right direction. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.